Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 331, Why Do Anything? I always kind of, I don't know, the titles are like a thing to me. I said that each time I said it, I was like, this does not sound very inspiring. But my point being is, you have to find the answers yourself. That is the deal. Or this is to my conclusion. Anyways, there were some choices that I've made that I really think were mainly due to me being patient with myself, number one. Number two, me being the best me. And then number three, me asking myself the simple question, am I doing something right now that is contributing to me becoming the version of myself that I want to be and deserve to be? And stumbling upon that and having some time over the holidays, and you know, still this time of year, it's a little slow. Going to the beach, reflecting, thinking, and just being in a peaceful place. These things were coming to me, and I realized I was patient, and I realized I was making some good choices. But I really completely have empathy and understanding when people are depressed and in a funk, and it's like tough to get out of bed, let alone eat good, exercise, make their own food, spend time alone, journal. I mean, none of that sounds like fun when you're in a bad place. But vice versa, spin that 180, you're in a good place. You're like, you know what, I'm going to do another thing that's kind of uncomfortable voluntarily. I'm going to add something that might be a little unfamiliar, but it's going to make me better, so I'm going to do it. And you find yourself this place of empowerment. And that's a good thing. Right? A better you, feeling good, looking good. Well, that's what I'm experiencing. And like, again, there's some things happen things happening automatically and by default that are very, very pleasing to Tom, said Tom on his introduction. So I hope January 2020 is rolling in a smooth way, in a positive direction for you. But, you know, come to my well by the water I sell. Be patient with yourself, be kind. But just start trying to be in the moment and you know, breaking down that moment and making choices that just, you know, really lead down one path, you becoming a better you. Enjoy. Why do anything? That's the title. Not very motivating, is it? But it struck me deeply, so deeply, boom. Now it's an episode on the Pro U Podcast. So now into my, you know, approaching year five. I don't want to be too repetitive, like I'm going to do year-end reflection every year, but I don't want to do, oh, it's January, what are your New Year's resolutions? And I don't believe in those because I've done that episode already. I just feel something's really, really important. You do it now, or you'd start it tomorrow, not January 1st, because it's magical. Because it's just like this different vibe through the holidays and everything. And you're like, I'm gonna. And you wake up and it's Monday and you got to go to work. And there's kids and there's bills and there's weather and there's whatever. And I don't know what the, you know, because I didn't even Google this year, but how many people start the resolutions and how many people continue those same resolutions is not very impressive. So I was just thinking about when I was depressed. Like, you get up, and I remember, I didn't know who, if I was talking to my mother, I don't know what it was, but she said something. I'm like, oh, I know what you mean. Because I get up and I'm like, I gotta make coffee again. It just seemed like every routine thing, you're like, why? It's another day I don't want to do. It's another thing I have to do. I just did it yesterday. So when you're that kind of mental space, you can kind of understand someone like that going, well, January 1st, I'm going to, or one day I'm going to. But there's just a big gap between someone being in a place where they need to change and actually making those changes. And that's what I'm saying. Do horrible, start today. Because in 3 months, you will have done something. Instead of saying, you know, I want to accomplish this and be perfect and, you know, just all this pressure just makes it too, it's too much. And that's kind of what depression is. There's a bunch of things and you cannot prioritize them. So the actual weight of those literally becomes weight. And you'd be like, I'm tired. I remember like getting up and it wasn't that long into the morning. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm like, I haven't done anything. I just got up and I'm tired. Because it was thinking. The moment I got up, I was thinking and battling back and forth and questions unanswered. Just, and that's what I used to, you know, kind of came up with that when I used to say white noise. And it would just be, oh, I got to lay down. I got to just shut this off. That's all I was really concerned about. So I'm a dude that, like, you know, through all my years, all the fitness, all the training, I really understand when people are in a funk, when they're, you know, maybe they have a mental illness, or maybe they're just going through depression, or maybe they're just in a funk and they can't get out. I mean, I understand completely what that is. So I think when it's early in the morning, I haven't said a word and I've been up for like 3 hours. I start talking and I get a little funky voice as soon as I start talking. So I apologize for the noise. So why do anything is a question that each one of us has to answer for ourselves. And it's not, okay, I got a question, I'm going to answer it, go. It's like finding that question takes time. Understanding that question takes time. And sometimes answering that question, albeit your own, can take even longer. So the key is patience. And I say that now. It's 2020. I'm about to be 55 years old, and end of 2019 in December, I made some changes, and I wasn't even thinking about them. They weren't even written down. They were nothing that I was focusing on, but always in the back of my mind, like some of those things that we all have. And this is what it was. It was like, well, why? And I'm not really sure why. But it was just like, okay, that went out. Okay, that went out. And it kind of had this little ripple effect. I'm like, well, I'll cut down that. I'll take down that. And I was like, wow. And again, I was not thinking, hey, January, New Year's at all. Because again, this was in December. And I'm not even, and this is the greatest part to me. I'm not even sure what day it was. I know it was the end-ish. You know, after. Probably the, you know, 15th or after, 20th or somewhere there. That's the second half of December. I was like, huh. Now, I had done things before, because I'll take things out for a while and whatever, they come back in. And it was kind of like me figuring it out for myself, which I would not suggest anyone to do my method. I just kind of, I'm trying to understand, and I am understanding how I work. And I'm trying not to beat myself up at all about it, just so I can become more and more aware. So I'm really starting to understand that if I just kind of quiet the noise about something, that's the victory. Should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? That's the battle. It's not really the thing. So there's been episodes where I haven't really got specific, but I'm like, it could be anything. It could be alcohol. It could be sex. It could be drugs. It could be whatever, but it's that thing. And I kind of came up with this saying, does it adversely affect your path? Number one. Number two, do you think it adversely affects your path? And I came up with a line that I mentioned last episode, I'm quite sure, where I said, is what I'm doing right now contributing to the version of me that I want and deserve to be? And that was like, you know, I'm not in a class or anything. I'm just like by myself. And this thought hit me. It's like, what if you just said that all day long? Now, again, I was in this good place. And I was like, well, I'm going to try that. And it was just, I was like putting on a different shirt. I went, okay, let me put this on. Okay, let me walk around now with this. And it was just, that was it. Like literally. Because when I recorded that podcast was after I came up with that quote. And after I came up with that quote. And I don't, again, I don't know which one I did. But I kind of know, you know, what kind of sort of happened. And this is something, asterisk. Mary, if you're listening. Hand, earmuffs. There's only been a couple occasions during the recording of this podcast where I've kind of felt a little uncomfortable because I've literally shared 99% of my life, I believe. But one of the areas it was uncomfortable for me to talk about was porn. And it could be Catholic upbringing, it could be what it might sound like. I don't know what it was, but it was just one of the topics where I went like, oh, let me just skip over this really quick and get done with it and okay. But this was a bigger thing for me, which it was kind of like a learning tool. Again, hey, Tom, this is how you work. There was always kind of a battle, right or wrong, good or bad, good or bad, good or bad. And that's what went on while I was doing it. So it was doing it and questioning and then judging and then going, it's, you know, it's not bad. Go back to it. So again, it's the back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. It's the draining of the tefillin. Does that adversely affect? Yes. Again, I wasn't thinking this consciously. I would say probably a year ago, 2 years ago-ish, something like that. That was kind of my thought. So I just got kind of quiet about it. Like I, you know, I think I mentioned, hey, I stopped once and I had stopped for a while. And then I'm like, well, if I do it once in a while, it's not that bad. Because I'm like, you know, I get any, and this is kind of my point when I had mentioned on a podcast, not specifically porn, but I'm like, if you're doing something and it's consuming your time and energy and taking away from, you know, a prosperous life or, you know, whatever, in adversely at all, stop doing it. And I was like, you know, if you had a drink once in a while, or if, you know, you had sugar once in a while. So it's kind of, and what happened to me, this is for me and for me only, but I was able to just kind of get to a place of peace. Where if I did it, I did it, and I moved on, and I didn't think about it. And it tend to kind of happen less often in that place. And this is, again, hindsight looking back. I'm like, the key is patience. Because I'm like, okay. Like, I was just okay with myself. I was like, hey, you're still not doing that right. Hey, you're still doing that wrong. Hey, you're still doing that. Hey, you're still bad. Because that's what I need to let go of. That was 48 years of that noise, that white noise. That's what I'm trying to cut out completely. So I'm like, okay, that thing that you're not sure about, just kind of come to a place where you're okay with it. So that was kind of what would be my advice. And like I said, there was just this kind of patience, and the patience allowed peace, and that peace kind of allowed clarity. And there's, you know, and again, I'm not really sure, you know, what it was or whatever. And it was that, well, what you're doing. I said, well, I'm just going to apply that. And it was like, I was kind of like, okay, well, I kind of stopped. And I was like a day or two or 3 days. Because again, I wasn't doing it every day or, you know, every week. It was, you know, once in a while. And this is kind of this note I put down. But so right now, it's probably, I'm saying, roughly 2 weeks or a little over. And it's like, well, that's not very long. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm able to talk about it now because I know it's different. And there's a little bit of an excitement because I can tell. And again, if it's a personal thing within you, you can tell. You know what I mean? It's like, I know it's different. Like, I went 2 years, you know, without alcohol. And, you know, I've gone, you know, spurts without this and that or, you know, whatever it's been. But, you know, I was probably taking in a little extra sodium. And I was probably taking in a little extra sugar. And I've always kind of ate later at night. And I was, you know, consuming alcohol as well. So when I was looking at each thing, and this is what most people do, they go, well, that's not that bad. It's like, well, probably not. But it's like, yeah, but that one thing and that one thing and that one thing and that one thing. And this is a big kicker to me. Big, huge, 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 huge thing that I've said, but it hit me in a different way because you go, well, I'm fine. Because if I have a beer or two, next morning I'm up running with Zen. I've never not done that. You know what I mean? It's like, that's never stopped me. Or you know, the porn. If I want, you know what I mean? It's like, well, nothing's really. And there is this, you know, the adult voice that has the conversation with the kid voice inside you saying, okay, there have been things that have happened to you when you, like, you know, you didn't go to the dentist for 10 years. All of a sudden, boom, you got two root canals. You got a tooth pulled. There's a bunch of cash. Take care of your teeth. So I'm brushing my teeth 2-3 times a day. And I'm like, well, I don't want it to get to the point where I go to the doctor for something. I'm like, hey, this is feeling weird, or I felt this, or whatever. And he's like, wow, hey, did you know you have, or you're, and now you have to, now you have to cut out, now you can't. All right, this is the damage that's been done, so let's try to limit it or not make it worse by, again, I've been physically pretty fit, eating healthy a very long time. But I'm like, okay, you're turning 55. Do you want to continue to kind of get by? You can do a little alcohol. You can do a little this. You can do a little salt. You can do a little whatever. Or do you want to go, well, why don't you choose to prepare rather than repair? So it was just, again, like this thing. It wasn't, hey, it's December. Why don't you, before January 2020, hit the ground? I just think it was the last 6 years and the last 54 years. And it was a timing thing. And I was kind of patient, and I was doing better. And I'm like, wow, you're not really beating yourself up anymore. Look how well you're doing. Want to do this? You want to do this thing that'll improve your life? You want to take that thing out? Because now you'll be a little bit closer to that version that you think you want to and deserve to be. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Making a choice to do something when you feel good and you're in a good mood that kind of makes you excited, even though it was maybe a habit or maybe a crutch or whatever, you know, a vice. And then you take it on your, I already feel better. And more than the I already feel better, it was like, I already know I really took it out. Now, the alcohol I've taken out before, and I'm like, okay, well, Sunday night I'll have one or two, because it was, I guess, just based on the fact that I liked Bloody Marys. But there is a Bud Light combination with Clamato, which I'm guessing is just tomato juice-ish. So it kind of gives it that salty taste, but it's called Chilada. And I have no idea how or when I exactly started that, but it was, you know, in the last probably six, 8 years or whatever. But that was kind of my, like, what I like to drink. So just that taste and that flavor, I like the flavor. And, I didn't get drunk or anything like that, but it was just like, okay, you have one or two of those, is that contributing to the, and it was just like, there was just like, I opened a door, walked through a room, and I went, okay, in this room, this is what we do and this is what we don't do. And I was like, okay, what does that all involve? Well, we're not looking at porn. It wasn't a bad thing, but it just really doesn't, you're kind of over it. Like you go, you know, that little bit of energy, it's just, nah, it's not worth it. And you just shifted. And you're thinking, God, what would it be like if I was, you know, cutting down the salt, including like the salt and the alcohol, and, you know, not eating late at night, and not snacking, and not taking in that little extra sugar, but doing all the other things I was doing. What would that be like? Hey, I should, okay. And I was just, and I'm telling you, it was like day two or three, I was like, wow. Like there was no tangible physical results, but internally, I was like, okay. And I wrote this down. I'm the closest to the me I want and deserve to be than ever before. And I just started all that. I mean, in a way, I've been doing things for 54 years, especially for the last six. But it was just like this little, I don't know, just like this little tangible shift forward and the clarity and awareness. And I did, you know, obviously you take all salt, sugar, a little bit of alcohol, you know, you're going to feel physically better. And I was just like, and I'm, you know, kind of getting some more things done. And I don't know, just, there's a sense of clarity and perspective that it's just sharper. And again, it's like, well, I'm doing less things that kind of don't serve me, that kind of waste my time and energy, and thus that time and energy is going to things. I mean, even if it's just being, it's a great usage of my time and my energy. So people have, there's been a couple people have commented on, you know, I'm struggling with this, or, you know, porn or sex addiction, or, you know, whatever it is, alcohol, food, sugar. So just number one, does it adversely affect your path? Number two, do you think it adversely affects your path? Because either one, if it's yes, then you should cut it out, cut it down, decrease it slightly, have it on your agenda, your radar, have that seed planted, but be patient with yourself. And just continually ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now contributing to the version of myself that I'm kind of curious about being, that I'd like to be, that I think I deserve to be? And again, when I'm saying be present in the moment, if you're in the moment and you're present, you're like, you can eat that? You're going to drink that? You're going to do that? Well, is it going to make me better? No. I mean, there might be 30 seconds of some sort of gain or satisfaction, but 5 minutes from now, you're going to already be in your head about it or beating yourself. See, now that's that thing I'm talking about. 5 minutes later, you start this whole process of yuck that just does not serve you, that is a complete waste of time and energy. But it's involuntary because of A. You do A, you got B. You do something that doesn't serve you, boom, be in your head, judgment, critique, think, conversation, white noise. Now there's a couple things I noticed. It was like, wow, that kind of felt good. That was kind of easy, but it was just like, you know, I'm going to do that and that. Like, it was like, I just kind of piled on more. Like, I didn't sit down and go, all right, what are you going to do to start January? Or, hey, why don't you think, or just this thing. But then it was like like 4 or 5 things. Because I still haven't written them down. What they were exactly. But it was just like, I mean, I've been doing a lot of stuff. Doing, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't really need to, like, you need to cut 3 things out and take 2 things on more seriously. But I just did. And it's kind of like that when you feel good and you got energy and you got, I don't know, it's kind of like you got this extra power and you, I'm going to put that towards me. And there's a woman, Mandy, that I'm mentoring. Like I just said 6 months ago, hey, I'm going to mentor you. Once a month we're in chat. She's like, okay. And then I was like, you know, go back to a time that was, you know, not pleasant, and then kind of fast forward your thinking to today and reflect and think and write some stuff down. Okay. I said, find some things that you're proud about. She's like, okay. And all these things were really uncomfortable for her. And it was like shortly 2 weeks right around after that, I said, we're going to start working out on Monday. Meet me online. She said, okay. And I said, and it was kind of that point where it's like, 6 months ago, you weren't doing any of this. And it's all been uncomfortable. And you welcomed it all. Why? Why do anything? You kind of got to get to a place where you at least believe in the Kool-Aid you're drinking. You know, you got to go, first day of working out, I'm not going to feel good about working out for 2 weeks to a month. I'm not going to lose weight right away. I'm not going to look different. People aren't going to notice. I just got to start. It's typically a big struggle before you feel good. But the dope thing is when you start feeling good, you kind of, you know, let me take on a couple more things. I said, man, you're doing this and this. Did you quit your job? You're not being a mom anymore. Well, how do you have all this extra time to do all these things for you? Well, all those things for you are really between your ears. That's the basis for it. But somehow, some way, now she's working in workouts. And she got back to doing yoga. And it's all these things. And it's like, she didn't get time. She made time. Why did she make time? So now she feels it. You know what? I'm worthy. I'm just going to deem myself worthy, make time, do it, and feel better. Like I've said all the time to all my clients, once you climb that pro you tree, you tend not to climb back down because you start liking how it feels. You like the vista. You like the perspective. And when you feel better, it's good. It is good to feel better. So here's my notes. You know, so over the holidays, I thought, you know, now, present time, the holidays for me, kind of no holidays. I don't really do Thanksgiving. I don't really do Christmas. But it's becoming the norm. You know, it's the new norm. It's the new familiar. I remember getting up one day and it was Thursday, and I remember getting up one day and it was Wednesday. And there was just no yuck, no funk, no gray, no chit-chat. I knew what I was doing, just like every other day. I said this a long time ago. I really don't have days anymore. You know, I might have a client or two, but if it's nice, I'm going to the beach. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to run. You know what I mean? It's like I'm kind of doing this no matter what day it is. And it was just, there was just no, like, oh, how do you feel? Hey, everyone else is just like, I like me. I like my life. I love what I'm doing today. So that's like the trippy transition. I love my non-holidays. I love being alone with Zen, doing us right now, more than anything. I wrote down, you know, I have time. I still, you know, it was slow. You know, one, two clients came back. One client's just getting back. So, obviously, I was still going to the beach. And it was obviously, I was still reflecting. You know, obviously. But it was like this in a good way. You know, I mean, I'm looking back. I'm thinking about things. I'm like, oh, I should write that down. That could be fodder for the podcast. You know, I mean, it's in this chill place. With, oh, you know, New Year started, or, you know, this, and then I got busy, or it was like, no, you're still chilling. I mean, I did 2019 reflections, and then I did lessons from 2019, and then I'm going, the holidays, you know, they were different this year. They were way, there was much more familiarity with them, and I like that. I like that, that I'm allowing things to kind of come, go, pass, sit, take its time, and I'm not judging it or worried about it or stressing about it. You know, just kind of being present, being in the moment, you know, maximizing those moments. And again, still in a place of reflection. And I like it. I mean, I don't mind it. I think I'm coming up with some cool thoughts. So at the beach where I was reflecting, thinking, there's, you know, again, beautiful mind, end of the movie. Where are your delusions? Right there. Where are your demons? Right there. Where are your fears? Right there. You know, so I'll get out. I was going, you can go to the beach again. Maybe you shouldn't spend the money. You know, it's gas. You know, you should sit home and try to, you know, make money. Whatever the voice is saying. But this last week, driving to the beach, and this thought came. I go, you know why I go to the beach? Because I can. Well, what do you mean, Tom? You can't. Well, I mean, literally it takes gas. And that's it. I mean, if you have time, you know the way there. You have a vehicle. The vehicle has gas. It's like, why wouldn't you go? So, you know, why do anything? So I say, you know, do. One of my quotes, do what you can with what you have while you have it, with whom you have it with. So what can I do? I can go to the beach with what? With Zen. While today, while I have it, I have the opportunity, I have the time, with whom you have it with. Again, Zen. And then it's like, okay, so I'm going to the beach because I can. And I'm going with Zen because I can. And I'm there. It's probably the best thing, like the best feeling. Like, I love the beach. I don't know, it's a spiritual thing. It's a mental thing, emotional thing, physical thing. I mean, everything about it. But then, you know, my art is, it's blowing up. I mean, I'm just doing things like I kind of always felt I wanted to, but it took, you know, over 10 years to get there. But now I'm like, okay, I can do balance. I can do the stone rose and I can do sand and I'm going to do it all. And it's going to be epic and it's going to take me 2 to 3 hours. But that's what I do now. And I'm like, so you wouldn't have went to the beach and did that and had that experience and been going the last 6 months, last year, last 2 years, last 10 years, because of whatever reason? Like, again, the good by far outweighs any of the bad. I mean, I literally at the beach think of nothing but my to-do list. Gather stones. I mean, it's not a stressful one. It's like, okay, gather stones, play with Zen. Okay, all right, now do a balance. Okay, now do the rock roll. It's up. It looks great. Do the sand. Take Zen for a walk. Hang out. Sit back. Reflect. And the art grows. My connection. Everything about leaving. I'm like, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, there's my style. I have a style. Stolen from a bunch of other people. But all combined and wrapped around my fingerprint. So, you know, it's kind of going back to thinking, you know, why do anything? Why do anything? I'm telling people, it's like, look, 6 years ago, I sat on the couch every Sunday. Why? Because I didn't have to go anywhere. A year and a half, 2 years of doing that, I started feeling better and said I was going to start a podcast. So we're going up about 5 years with the podcast. So that's how long it's been taking. But I'm like, wow, look what's happening now. So come to my well by the water, I saw. He's been listening the last 5 years. He said, well, he's doing better, doing a little better. Wow, he's got less of everything. He's doing better. Wow, his art. Hey, man, you know, he still is not incurring more income. But, man, he's learning this. He's discovering this. He's reflecting. He's slowing down. He says he's the best he's ever been. And I look back and I go, it's patience. I had to go, how did you get here where things are just happening and you're making these choices that are pro you automatically by default? It's like, well, I know I worked hard, but it's, you know, doing little things consistently is hard. Not because it's hard, that it's just the consistency is just not giving up. Not quitting. And all of a sudden you, hey, guess where I got? Hey, guess what I'm doing better now? And then I believe there's that, like I was saying about, man, you get to that place, like, you know what, I'm going to do a little bit more. I like this. I like you, the new me. And you go, you know, I'm going to do some more of this stuff. And then you get a little addicted. Because, you know, if you love people, you want to give them a 6 out of 10 of you or an 8 out of 10 of you. If you love you, what you start doing, do you want to experience a 6 out of 10 life or an 8 out of 10 life? You know, it's not rocket science. So here's a lesson alongside of all that. It's like, this hit me the other day. Again, reflecting about life and whatever. I was like, you know, I've made less of everything, made less money, you know, have less clients. And I'm like, you know, it's completely made me, I was never bad financially. But the first 2 years, you know, that year and a half I was depressed. I was working a lot. And I was making a bunch of money. For me, and need new shoes. Oh, gonna go buy this. Oh, you know what? I'm just gonna get a new that. You know, I just spent money. I just bought stuff. I mean, I saved. I paid my bills on time. I saved. I just had the extra money, and I was like, "What am I gonna do with this?" And it was just, I was bored. I mean, literally looking back, and now I'm like, "Wow, how could I have learned what I know now?" And not that I'm like frugal to a bad thing, but I'm like, you know, there's times when I'm like, I get by. And, you know, car insurance comes up, you know, big bill out of the blue. I'm like, but, like, you know, 5 clients is the least I've ever had. And I can kind of get by. And I'm like, well, lowering the overhead, not wasting money. You know, don't go out to eat. Don't go to a movie. Don't buy a lot of stuff. Don't spend, you know, if I don't need it, I don't buy it. You know, that's kind of like my little, you know, extra thing is the beach. You know, that's where I'm like, okay, I'm going to put gas in the car and go to the beach. And it's like, but I love it. I'm not bad. I'm not suffering. I'm not anything. And I'm like, wait a minute. If I lower my overhead, I only have to work this much. And that's when you go, okay, perspective shift. If my life and I am better, do you care? I always say that to clients. You go back 5 years. Here's a video of you today chatting with me. You watch it for 30 seconds. You go back 5 years. You go, hey, you want to be that version of you that you saw? Yep. You'll know. You won't go, well, what am I doing? How much money am I making? You'll know that it's a better you. And you go, I'll take it. So again, just these lessons that I was like, you know what I'm going to learn? You know what I'm going to decide to make less money so I become more financially responsible. None of those choices I made. But again, how I responded. Like, okay, don't do this, don't do this. How are you doing? I'm really good. I'm really thankful. Yeah, but you're making less money and you're spending less money and you have less money and you're buying less things. Yeah, I know, but I'm better. Okay, I won, right? I mean, isn't that it? So one little story I mentioned before where, you know, you kind of get these, I don't know, kind of hit on the head going, yeah, you know how bad it could be? You talk to other people. So I had mentioned I'd seen a friend right around Thanksgiving. And he was losing his stepfather to cancer. But he was really struggling with his biological father, who wasn't really in his life. But we were talking. He's like, can I read you a letter? I wrote my father. And I was like, wow. And I just like, dude, we got the, you know, kind of that same father issue. Like, you want this guy to be this certain way, and he's just not. And you're like, how can you just not be this way? But my friend was always like, but my stepfather was gold. Well, his stepfather got cancer. And it was bad and it was fast and he was just gone. And I think it was in like the last year. So he was gone before the end of 2019. So I sent my condolences. But I talked to our mutual friend, his brother-in-law. just the other day, because we hadn't chatted over Christmas. He said, yeah, you know what we found out? My friend's stepfather, so the good guy in his life, the hero in his life, was having an affair for 17 years. Now, he only gave his wife like $60 a week for groceries, because they're, you know, like retired, saying, hey, we got to be, and finds out that he was paying this other woman's mortgage, car, bills. It devastated the entire, and he's gone. So you can't yell at him or question him, or like, he just got away with it. And it was like that 60 minute show. Like, you watch stuff, you're like, that doesn't happen. Like, what? Who? How? And I'm sitting over here and I felt so bad, because I could tell before, you know, Christmas when my friend was here visiting, I was like, man, I was in that place where that hurt of that father is just weight. I mean, I could just feel it. And I'm like, to just, okay, and now I got to deal with the death of like the good guy, and then get that devastating news. Like, it's just got to leave such a bitter taste. And again, it just, it makes me pause and reflect. Wow, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what I have, and I'm super, super, super thankful for what I don't have. So a couple of updates, because I know there are people out there that are not sleeping because they're so curious. Did Tom or did Tom not get a new coolant hose? Tom did not. Cheers, cheers, applause, applause. Please be seated. Thank you. Yeah, it was kind of one of the doper deals, but it's like how one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of that test. Blew a hose, stopped. Okay, there's a mobile station, cross the street, go in, quote unquote, temporarily fixed it. Parts will, you know, it's closed, it's New Year's, come the day after, called, parts not here, called, come tomorrow, parts not here next week. Meanwhile, driving the car. And I kind of had like, you know, $200 I kind of had set aside, because I heard the hose is going to be $130 and then, you know, plus labor or whatever. And I initially gave the guy $50 that I was going to put towards the deal. So then I fast forward and I was like, I had to bring him to the vet. I had to get some medication. I got groceries, and then I had to get an oil change. So I was kind of out of the $200. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, because one day I asked him, I said, well, you know, can I get on the highway and drive? He goes, yeah, if it's not leaking, you're fine. I'm like, so I went to the beach, and that's the day I came back. And I'm like, wow, you know, made it to the beach. That's great. Well, don't push it. And I need to get my oil change. So next morning, just get your oil change. And got my oil change, and they didn't say anything. And then I drove to the beach again. And so Monday, I went to this place, and I brought him a calendar, which is foreshadowing for my next point. And I said, hey, I just want to say thanks for everything. I said, but I believe that you guys have fixed it. I said, I got no leaks. It's running fine. I said, the only place I really go of distance is the beach. I said, I went twice. I said, you know, if it starts leaking, if it goes bad, I'll just come back here. He said, great, fantastic. Gave him a calendar. We hugged. And I was like, it was like this, you know, funky car moment. Spend money. No stress. No high blood pressure. No increased heart rate. You know, there was one moment when I said, okay, I'm coming over Friday. He's like, no, Tuesday. And I'm like, well, can you get the part or not? But I was like, all right, no worries. Because I was like, well, it's working. But it's like, well, here's the gift. Since you spent the money, since you didn't stress out. And he's like, oh, yeah, that part that was the wrong part, that was $130. The real hose is less than that. So when I do, if I do need to get the new hose, it'll be less than that. But I end up $50 and it was done. And it's fine. I was like, again, I love those things. I love those stories. And if you've been listening, you know I've stated that a bunch of times. How one deals with a test directly determines the outcome of that test. Like, I prove it in my life over and over again, if you're listening. Lastly, zero calendars. I know people are up at night wondering, how many calendars does he have left? But it was just one of those things where there was a moment where I really kicked myself for buying so many calendars. You know, because I was like out of pocket. I had all these calendars and like, you know, five sold. And I went, dude, you got 50 calendars. But I gave out my last one like 2 days ago. And I'm like, man, everybody, whether they got my Found Art one or the Zen one, they loved them. They're just like, you know, that dude, when he gave him a kid, it was just like this great thing. Like, I'm like, that was just not a waste of money at all. I did not end up throwing any away. Now, will I get 50 next year? Probably not. But again, I just love these type of stories in my life that are happening, where it's like, you know, that village where it's like, oh, that bad thing happened, and they go to the main dude and they're like, that's bad, and he goes, we'll see. And the next day they show up and they go, oh, it turned out to be a good thing. And he's like, we'll see. See, I want to be that dude. Oh, you blew a hose. Oh, it's bad. Well, we'll see. Oh, you got it temporary fixed until you get it, whatever it is. I'm like, and I just got through it. I just got through it. I just got through it by being present, by being in the moment, by just being and finding the answers to why. Why should I do that? Because of this. Why should I cut that out? Because of this. Why should I stop doing that completely? Because of this. That's the conversation y'all have to have within your own mind. And if you're pro you all day, every day, it will happen when it's supposed to happen at the right time. So just be patient. Believe in yourself and try to follow that. Is what I'm doing right now contributing to the version of myself that I would like to be and deserve to be? Walk that path, because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You Moment. Would you like that emphasis on your Pro You Moment? Because that's what it is. It is for you. Pro You. I'm chatting, but it's for you. Just like this moment. For us to be. Just be in this moment. Be present. Be connected. Deem ourselves worthy. So let us begin to control that which we can. If we can sit on the floor, fold our legs, we'll close our eyes. Let's keep that neck neutral, shoulders over the hips, navel pulled into the spine. That's like we're being attentive. We're telling our body how to be, but it's in a positive way. So we're ready to be receptive to what this moment can offer. That we have to be connected. We have to connect that mind to our body. So let's focus on our breath. Draw that inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth. Slow it down, elongate it. You're in control. It's your moment for you to make yourself present and available and open. We will do this to the best of our ability for 180 seconds. Anything else pops into your mind, just calmly, quietly ask it to leave and return to your breath. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. On another successful pro-you moment. I sincerely thank you for deeming yourself worthy. On one hand, you might go, well, I only did something for 180 seconds. Like, yeah, but that's my point. You did something for yourself, no matter how long it was. And it's gathering those moments, little things done consistently, where you will gain that clarity, that shift in perspective, to see something else that you might take out or you should be doing a little more of or did a little less of. But being kind and being calm and being loving to yourself, because I think it's a hard thing for us to do. About turning 55, and I'm like, hey, some things starting to kind of really work now. I've been telling people what I've been doing for almost 5 years. And now I'm starting to share the breadcrumbs. Hey, this is happening. Hey, this is happening. I got through this. I got through this. I'm feeling better. And I'm getting older. I'm the oldest I've ever been, with the least I've ever had, and I'm the best I've ever been. There's value in that, because I did deem myself worthy to search for that value that lies within, as should you. Peace and God bless.